Cordell of Cordell & Cordell is quoted by the Wall Street Journal.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Northwest Ontario Fishing is the ultimate fishing vacation for St. Louis. Northwest Ontario Fishing is fun, adventure, and excitement. Northwest Ontario Fishing is priced like no other time before. Value, excitement, convenience, and an easy drive. See them January 6th through the 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center with free parking.
Northwest Ontario. Like this.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory before year's end, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. That's right. If it's in stock, it's on sale if you take it home before the year ends. Plus, get extended special financing on top name laminate flooring from just 29 cents. Pre-finished solid domestic hardwood starting at just 99 cents. Pre-finished solid exotic hardwood from only $149. So hurry to Lumber Liquidators before the year ends, because if it's in stock, it's on sale.
You can go to Canada without leaving town. This Sunday, join KTRS Outdoors expert Dan Young at 9 p.m. as he and his special guest highlight the upcoming All Canada Show. That'll be held January 6th through the 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center. This special edition of the Outdoors Dan Show is being presented by Northwest Ontario's Sunset Country, Canada's premier fishing destination. Hear it live Sunday, beginning at 9 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hurry to Nissan for great offers and big savings only during this special holiday sales event. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
This is a place for crazy people.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I remember when you used to look nervous.
What?
Who are you talking to?
Bill. I was looking at him.
Bill's here today? Is it Friday already?
Holy cow. No, it's, I think it's Wednesday.
No, what? Remember Frank suspended himself.
Yeah, I got the strangest phone call last night. Strangest phone call last night, and it was from Frank, and he said, Bill, I'm going to need you to go in tomorrow and be in for a few days because I'm suspending myself from the show. And
did you ask him why?
I did, and he didn't want to talk about it.
No.
I said, well, you need to kind of tell me because people are going to call in while you're gone and try and ask me. And he says, I don't care. I'm not talking about it.
He said he told a joke that wasn't up to par.
He didn't want to talk about it, and he said he'd suspended himself. So what the heck?
He's his own boss.
I had to rearrange my whole schedule to come in here today, but that's all right. That's all right. I'm a team player.
Yeah, you are.
Push off nap time till later.
Yeah, I can wait till 6 to nap. You know, I did.
What you can do when 4:30 rolls around, you go into Old Country Buffet. Holy cow. You're going to be hungry at 4:30.
You know, I did that the other day about, it was like 6 o'clock, and I, you always know you shouldn't do it. It was like, I just like half an hour. I'm just going to lay, just, I'm so tired, just going to lay down for a little bit. And it ended up being like a 2-hour nap. So I wake up at 8 o'clock in the evening, all ready to go. I couldn't get to bed until like 3 o'clock in the morning, which, don't do that. Just hold off.
Now,
hold
did
off.
You just go in a quiet room and just lay down,
I'm a single man, peon. Every room in
I know, but like with the TV on or something, do you fall asleep to the TV? Are you just go in a quiet room somewhere and just lay down for a nap?
I usually have to have some sort of noise. I was so tired, yeah. It didn't matter. I just fell asleep on my bed. But I could fall asleep with the TV on. Not too loud, but a little bit. A fan. I usually have a fan on when I sleep. Or a little, like in the winter, I have a little space heater thing I'll turn on for a little bit just to get me to sleep. Because if you're trying to sleep when it's completely quiet, you hear every little noise outside.
Yeah. I got one of those white noise machines for Christmas.
Well, that would probably work. But my neighborhood is really, thank God, very quiet. There's not a whole heck of a lot going on. You don't hear any traffic. And so you lay there and you can hear every little bloody thing.
My wife Angela has to have a fan. While we sleep.
You're not a big fan of the fan?
Well, see, back in my my single days, I'm not saying they were better or worse, but I would just fall asleep to the television. And I enjoyed that ritual.
I think, I remember, this kind of takes me back when we were on the cruise. This was 2004? 3?
Whatever. Oh yeah,
and I had the honor of sharing a room with Eon the Peon.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
You did. You had. I remember you had the TV on, and it was really loud. And then I'd wake up and I'd say, "What the heck is all this noise?" And I would turn the TV off.
Well, Bill would excuse himself at like 9 p.m. and retire to the bed. I'll see you guys in the morning.
See you guys in the morning.
And then I would come in after a late night of partying,
like 5
and
in the
dancing,
morning. He'd finally roll in
and turn the TV on.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Good times, though.
Yes, that was good times. Good
time. I do. I have to fall asleep with the TV on. But now they have timers on their TVs.
That's what was great about it is that you could just, I used to set it for either a half hour or 45 minutes, knowing that I would fall asleep in that stretch, and then the TV would turn off.
Boy.
Not anymore.
Now you have to have a fan on.
Oh, yes.
So if you have the TV on, you can't hear it anyway.
No, because the TV emits light, Daniel. It also has to be pitch dark.
Right, gotcha.
It also has to be pitch dark in the room.
Now, the other bad thing about the fan is if it's not moving around, so it's
oscillating.
Like it totally dries you out. You wake up in the morning and it's not a good deal.
You point the fan at yourself?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, you have to feel the wind too, not just the noise now?
I like the breeze. I dream of, like, I'm on a beach, Yeah. Welcome to my world, everybody.
Can I break wind?
No, not so much. Well, welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, everybody. I am Bill Clevel, and it's great to have you along here on this Wednesday, a beautiful Wednesday, actually. If all of winter could be just like this, I think I could handle winter in St. Louis again. A beautiful day. Yeah, nice to feel the
crisp,
sun. And
crisp, sunny air.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's crisp in here.
It's always crisp in here.
It's colder in here than it usually is outside.
Yeah. A lot of stuff to kick around today. We'll take your calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Anything you'd like to talk about? Anything
on
your
mind? I have something.
Out of the gate, everybody.
Not even a
few seconds to say hello to you folks.
Well, as you know, I was running a little late today.
What?
I didn't notice.
So I was coming up 94, and then you get on where it turns into 364. And I was on the phone, and I was probably exceeding the speed limit a little bit. And I was behind this SUV, and there was another SUV to the left of me. So I was behind the one SUV, and I guess when I looked down, it said 74 on my speedometer. But I was really going 73 because my speedometer's off by a mile. But
how do you know that?
Wait a minute.
Because whenever I go by those little things, it's to tell you how fast you're going, it's always one below what my...
Is your readout digital?
Yes.
Maybe those things are wrong.
In your car, it's digital.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm behind this SUV, and this other SUV is passing him, not very much, just a little bit, probably, I would guess 76. And right in front of my eyes, the lights start flashing on this SUV. It had no lights on the top or on the side, so you couldn't tell, but they were kind of built into that back window, and I guess the front window. I was like, oh, no. But he pulled over the other SUV.
Oh.
It's like, oh, thank God I was behind him. Thank you for not giving me a ticket.
You ever do that where you're going really fast down the highway or down any sort of road, and you pass what looks like, you get right up on him, you look over, and you think it's a cop, but it's like a park ranger. You're like, ah, the hell cares about a park ranger?
And then, you know, he always sees that people just jet past him once they read park ranger on the door.
Or like the campus police for some school or something. You're like, who cares about
you? It's the same wannabes that buy white Crown Victorias with the little spotlight on there, and then you drive by me to see some just regular Joe just behind
the wheel. Little old guy.
Not fair.
All right. Well, that was Tina. Was that
That's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
If you're driving down and all of a sudden you see lights behind you, you're like, oh, and then when you pull over, you're waiting for them to pull, and they go past you.
Yes,
like,
that's the best.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right. So that's Tina, that's your contribution?
I'm afraid it is right now. I can't think of anything else.
That's all right. That's it. Anybody else got anything they want
to? I got one.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, my roommate from 2004.
Yes.
Eon the Peon.
That was a great week.
That was my first time I tried Guinness. What were they? Guinness bombs?
No, I believe it was Jaeger bombs.
Oh, Jaeger bombs, that's what it was.
Guinness is a stout, dark beer.
And I guess I should probably mention the only cruise that's ever been done by the show. I guess everybody calls and thinks that...
Everybody is confused.
One cruise, and I was lucky enough to be on the one.
Yes. My one thing is I drove past this big tractor trailer.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Good contribution.
Thank you very much.
Were you speeding?
No, I was not. But it had a giant roll of chain link fence on it.
Around it?
No, on the flatbed.
It was moving.
It was carrying a huge and then my mind starts to wander and wondering. I guess there are chain link facilities. I don't know if they make it by hand. I would assume that's machine made, right? I mean,
I would think so.
Yes, but then I was started thinking, how did that become the standard for fences? Who was the first one to come up with that design? Because when you look at it, when you were a kid, did you ever have somebody that installed the fence upside down with the sharp pointy? Have you seen that?
No.
They don't have the top on it or whatever. But yeah, I know
it has
exactly
those
what you're
sharp
talking about.
Spikes that are supposed to be dug into the ground. But yeah. I would remember going over to houses where they would install it upside down, and those sharp spikes were pointing up.
We're not talking about like at the top of the chain link fence.
Over the bar.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then if you install it correctly, it just has the rounded square of the chain link. But on the bottom of a chain link fence are these two spikes. They like turn the two pieces of chain together in almost like a twist tie, and it comes down to two sharp spikes. So I remember hopping over a couple of those fences when I was a kid. Not quite making it? Yes, well, it was always dangerous with the ones.
Is that when you could just like put your foot up on the top?
Oh, my God. Have you tried to do that lately?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago was the last time that I tried to hop a fence. And I go, I think my fence hopping days are over.
Remember, we didn't even have to put your foot up on it. You could
just run and just put one foot on top. Yeah. Now I'd probably bow the whole bar and it bend downwards. But that design to me, I mean, you think back to the pioneer days, they just had, you know, wooden fences. And then all of a sudden somebody designed this chain woven together and how did that become the standard?
I don't know. And then somebody got a bright idea of putting those green slats in there and making it, you say,
privacy type fence. Yeah.
And they've outlawed those in a lot
probably
of neighborhoods. You can't have chain link.
That stuff probably comes from the chicken wire. You remember the chicken wire probably came before that because the
chicken or the egg?
The chicken wire. Chicken wire on that. The chicken house.
But you just wonder how that. I just wonder how that design became the standard for. You know, maybe not just chains just running or just pieces of metal running sideways or.
Just because it did.
Yeah. Like barbed wire. Like out on farm.
History of chain link.
I don't want to hear any complaints about my life being boring if you're driving to work thinking about where the chain link fence came from.
This is a life I lead. Look at that chain link fence.
I remember running and hitting a chain link fence and doing a whole flip
right over. How was that again?
You hit right in the middle and you flip right over and land on your feet.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, your right. Butt.
Well, welcome to fence talk, everybody.
Bill. We used to do childhood that, too. Talk. Yeah, we'd fly over the fence and go.
Did anybody ever, the old swing sets we used to have when I was a kid, did you ever do the hot lava game where you had to try to get from one side of the swing set to the other?
No.
Without touching the ground? You climb through, like, over the swings and in between. They had those triangles with, like, the A-frame on the three different parts. You never did that?
We did it.
And then you monkey bar across the top?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I guess I was always afraid I'd need a tetanus shot after playing with an R swing set in the back. It wasn't.
Rusty. And then you always have the feet that come out of the ground when you swing too high. It's boom, boom. The whole thing.
Oh, the ones you didn't install the pipes and cement? Just set it on the ground?
We flipped a couple of those over. The swing set actually flipped over because we started going real high, and then it's like, whoa.
I don't even think they make swing sets like that anymore.
Yeah, they do.
They do? Just the old metal ones?
Oh, yeah.
All the ones I see are wooden, and they have a clubhouse.
And they're $10,000.
Yeah,
no kidding.
We had a $150 swing set special.
They make those swings and those old metal swing sets, and now they have anchors that you can put. You don't have to put them in concrete. Mm. They have some anchors, and those don't work real well, but, I mean, they help.
Yeah. And then what do you do with it after a few? Get your kids only play on it for a couple of years. And
sell
then,
it. And then, that's what we did with ours.
Really,
we got our daughter one.
Sell it?
Yeah, hmm. Yeah. And it was it had a little bit of rust on it, not a lot, but it had one of those gliders, you know, that where you sit in it.
Oh, those were fun.
Yeah, we had the glider, and then we had a slide with it, and a couple of swings. Hmm. And after our daughter stopped playing on it,
you played on it.
I played on it for a while. We put it on Craigslist and saw it sold right away.
We had one of those galvanized pools, and then we'd always...
Oh, man.
I think we had a detachable slide on our swing set, so we'd take the slide over right into the pool.
You had a good childhood.
Oh, sure.
I didn't have any of this.
Yeah, ours was right next to the garage, so my brothers would jump off the garage roof.
And put half a water...
3-foot pool.
Wow.
Somebody just called and said, bring up tetherball. Did you guys ever play tetherball?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool.
I had a tether ball in my backyard. My dad put it in concrete, put the pole, and we used to have tetherball tournaments in my backyard all the time.
Now I bet they don't have those at schools anymore. The tetherball.
I think they do.
I bet somebody'd file a lawsuit for those. Those seem dangerous.
No? Oh, you'd be standing there, and all of a sudden somebody go fly, and then smack you in the face with the ball.
Yeah.
We always play foursquare too, and I have no clue how to play that now.
Foursquare was fun. I don't remember how to play it either, but. That was fun.
We were talking earlier today, some friends and I, we were talking about different games and stuff, and broom ball came up. Do you know what broom ball is?
It's like stick ball.
You probably know, Dan.
Yeah.
You play on ice? You play on like an
ice
rink?
Oh, no, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's
no.
Kind of like hockey on
basically,
with brooms.
Yeah, and you have to use a ball that's, I don't know exactly how to describe the ball that you use, but you basically play, like, let's say at the end of a night of an ice rink, and you use tennis shoes. You don't have to be on ice skates. And same sort of deal, yeah, just like hockey, but you're on your feet, and they have a special, kind of like a broom. I guess you could really use a real broom, but they make these special little sticks that you use, and it's a pretty good time.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And how about pickleball? Have you ever heard of pickleball?
No.
Pickleball?
Pickleball is like, and this is...
Where did you grow up?
Yeah, what the
pickleball?
Was that your California days?
Right?
Broom,
no, I didn't learn about pickleball until I moved here, and it's kind of like... How do I describe it? If you can picture a ping pong table, okay, and same like ping pong paddles and everything like that. Now
you hit dill pickles.
Now put yourself on a gym floor and think of a bigger version of a ping pong table, and that's what pickleball is. And you play with it's kind of like a wiffle ball, all right, a little heavy wiffle ball, and you use these paddles just like you would if you played ping
oversized
pong.
Ping pong.
Uh huh. And you hit it back and forth, and they're the net's pretty low to the ground. Maybe I'm guessing maybe a foot and a half off the ground. Maybe 2 feet. And you have to hit it in the
never played.
Oh my goodness!
Where in the heck did the name come from? Pickleball.
I don't know where the name came from. That's a good question. Maybe somebody listening out there has played pickleball.
I think the traffic guy wants to say something.
Oh, okay.
Tim, you're asking where Bill came from?
No.
From the flatlands of Uganda. Yeah. Some of these games he's coming up with.
Hey, Tim, have you ever heard of pickleball?
I never heard of pickleball, but when you guys when you ask about tetherball, oh my gosh, we that's all we did at recess is play tetherball and foursquare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if they even have the tetherball anymore, probably because, you know, why they don't have the jungle gyms anymore.
Sure,
people might break their arms. Well, you might hang yourself. If
and we played on concrete.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't have any padding.
Hey, we all survived. What the heck?
I don't think I know how to remember how to play Foursquare either. But, boy, Tina, you and I, we definitely had parallel childhoods.
South County kids.
Yeah, South County kids, that's for sure.
All right.
That's all I had to say.
Okay, well,
all
right,
we'll be with you in a second.
Hey, AG, thanks, guys.
Don't go away.
Go back in the traffic center. All right, there's Tim.
I'd like to. I heard there's a league still in South County, and I want to maybe they play fuzzball, which is essentially kind of like stickball with a cork ball.
With the tennis
ball? Yeah, cork ball with the tennis ball, yeah, and they still have fuzzball leagues. I want to look into doing that this year.
There was a place called BJ's in Florissant.
Whoa.
It was a bar. Yeah. No, it was a bar. It was BJ's. They had great pizza, too. I don't know if it's still there or not, but they had corkball cages right next to it, and they had corkball tournaments every summer, and it was packed. Corkball was fun. That was fun, but man, I'll tell you what, if you got
corkball at BJ's,
if you got
a good time.
Corkball at BJ's and a pizza, what right. more do you want?
All right, let me give you the numbers here. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Phones are lighting up. We've sparked an interest. Imagine that. We'll take our first break. Back with more calls and stuff in just a few moments. Bill Cleveland in for Frank Opinion is the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the roads, let's go back to Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, you do have an accident. It is at Boone's Crossing and Chesterfield Airport Road. We also have some slow traffic on eastbound 64 between Baugh and 25th. And now we've got a stalled vehicle. It's got some ramp restrictions. Northbound 55 at Richardson Road. The ramp to Richardson is partially closed. This traffic report is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cashback offer. Hurry to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be social. It's the KTRS way. The next time you're on Facebook, search the Big 550 and click like. Then you'll always be in the loop for breaking news and St. Louis scoops. Oh, yeah, and no postings from Farmville guaranteed. It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page. The talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS.
Are you someone who takes a multivitamin? Do your friends take it and talk about the benefits? Maybe a doctor has recommended that now it's time for you to take a multivitamin. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for a new multivitamin you should know about. It's called NeoVitan and is a blend of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that will give you countless health benefits. NeoVitan has been developed by a local physician, and it contains antioxidants which are believed to promote defenses against free radicals. Sensible doses of 20 different essential vitamins and minerals. It's called NeoVitan, and people who are taking it absolutely love it. I have been taking it now for the last couple of weeks, and there is an extra spring in my step thanks to NeoVitan. To find out more, go to NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com. Also available at Deerberg's Pharmacy in Edwardsville and the Schnucks Culinary area in downtown St. Louis. To find out more, NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com.
What is it that has made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 77,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Call Frederick, 645-2000. Is your roof full of ugly, algae black stains? Just one roof restore treatment from Frederick, and you've got a clean, beautiful-looking roof for a small investment. If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Over the last 25 years, Garden View Care Center has learned that people who have diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's almost always, sooner or later, require skilled nursing. So why would you choose a facility for mom or dad that offers only assisted living when you and your loved ones are going to have to go through the stress of moving all over again? At Garden View Care Center, you never have to move again to get the care you need, because the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are all available on-site from Garden View Care Center. Garden View Care Center has been around for well over 25 years, and they're experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care, and they have assisted living suites now available for mom, dad, or both. GVCC.com is the website, or 636-449-7575. They have three locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. GVCC.com or 636-449-7575. For assisted living and skilled nursing, it's Garden View Care Center.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Missouri National Guard, aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion. It's hard to believe, but in about 5 months, I will hit the 39-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I know. If you meet me, you go, my goodness, you look like you're only about 45, 46 years old. Well, thank you. I'm older than that, and I've been an adult patient at Ballast Dental Care for 38 and a half years. Now, why would anybody stay with a dentist that long? Well, let's put it this way. Why would I leave? When you find a dental clinic like you never thought could exist, you're not going to go anywhere else. If you're not going to Ballast Dental Care, you may not have found that clinic yet. I invite you to discover a place where you no longer have to be afraid to go to the dentist, a place that will set aside and get rid of all that anxiety and worry and the nerves that have kept you out of the dentist's office for far too long. Why don't you check them out? BallasDentalCare.com is the website. They're at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Road. You can tell them we sent you in. We'd love that. We'd appreciate that. You're going to be really glad you did this. BallasDentalCare.com.
KTRS or toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Bill Cleveland in for Frank O'Pinion as he continues his self-suspension.
Yes,
for a
self-imposed.
He'll be back soon. And off to the phones we go. Steve has been patiently holding. Steve, good afternoon.
Yes. I was calling about pickleball.
Yes, sir.
Our high school gym teacher introduced us to pickleball.
Great game.
Supposedly he was the pickleball, I went to the Olympics for it.
Oh, pickleball's in the Olympics. I didn't know that.
Really?
Mostly, Tim Wildman, who I'm talking about, he was his
football coach.
He was the football coach at Oakville when he went there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, supposedly it's an Olympic sport.
Yeah. Have you played it?
In class we did, and he taught us how to play.
Yeah. Yeah, and how high do you think the net is off the ground? It's not like a foot and a half, something like that?
About what you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a wiffle ball that you play with?
No, it's not like a wiffle ball you'd play with for wiffle ball.
It's without all the holes.
It's like oversized ping pong ball.
Yeah,
right?
I think it still has the holes in it, but it's just a little heavier than a regular wiffle ball. But it's a lot of fun.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Steve. All right, there goes Steve.
What kind of rackets do you use?
Oversized ping pong paddles.
Yeah, they're just like ping pong paddles, except they're just a little bit bigger. Yeah. So I told Ian during the break, some Friday night, we'll go play pickleball.
So it's ping pong with a bigger ball and bigger paddles.
Me and Tina versus you two.
All right.
All right.
It is. Yeah. We'll videotape the whole thing. You're on. All right. And Barbara, you're on. How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Here's a game that we used to play. My dad used to play it when he was a fireman. He was a city fireman, and they used to play it on the side of the firehouse. It was called Bottle Cap.
Oh, yeah.
They save all their soda bottle caps or beer bottle caps and all that, and they play it with either a kickball bat or you could use a broomstick.
Yeah, same thing. We played.
That was fun.
And hit bottle caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
throw them. You can get a little curve on them.
Oh my God!
You
fly.
Pitch it like
almost
like a little frisbee too.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah, they're like little frisbees.
They fly and they crack you in the head.
Yeah. Put somebody's eye out.
Oh yeah, we didn't care back then.
So many games.
The firemen weren't. They didn't have fires in that. They had a little thing on the side. They just play out on the side of the firehouse.
Yeah, gotta kill time somehow.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
Hey, thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
And bottle caps was easy because you could just have the bottle caps, and when you hit it, it didn't go that far.
How do you win?
Fuzzball. I don't remember. I don't remember the rules on bottle caps. Fuzzball. Remember fuzzball? You would throw your arm out. Arms out, and on corkball too.
Wouldn't it be fun to be like a gym teacher? I think that'd be like the greatest job in the world. But playing games all day long, I think that'd be a hoot, don't you?
You'd think.
No, they don't think. I think that'd be fun.
Well, you get some
kids that
how
don't
to control
want to dress
kids.
Out.
Yeah,
well, you throw a dodgeball at their head. That's how you.
That was fun too.
Well, not anymore.
You can't do that anymore.
No, you can't do any of that anymore.
Poor kids.
Last night I watched the Kennedy Center Honors. I always try to catch this show every year. And they saluted one of my favorites, Neil Diamond. I love Neil Diamond. I don't know why I love Neil Diamond. I've always been a huge fan of Neil Diamond. I've seen him a few times in concerts. Always think he's great. And they saluted him. Lionel Richie came out and sang one of his songs, and I don't know who. There was one performer, and I wasn't really familiar with him, but he sang once. Smokey Robinson came out and sang "Sweet Caroline," and they had in the background during "Sweet Caroline," they lifted up this like stage curtain, and there were all these Boston Red Sox fans singing "Sweet Caroline." You know, good times never seem so good, and I don't know what the relevance is for the Boston Red Sox fan. He's not from Boston.
Do they sing it during the seventh inning or something? I think it's something they play it every game at the...
Yeah, they may. But it was really cool, and it was really neat. And it's one of those shows where I started watching. Meryl Streep was somebody that they honored, and Yo-Yo Ma, and I forgot who the other couple of people were. But it started out where I was like, you know, I wanted to watch Neil Diamond, but, you know, kind of like, now I don't have any kids, but I was thinking it's going to be like one of those deals where, you know, you go to see your kid at a play, and you're like, oh, crap, I got to sit through everybody else's kid's performance to get to my kid. That's kind of how I thought it was going to be. It turned out the whole show was fantastic. They had all these people on there.
Is Yo-Yo Ma a cellist?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, and they sit right next to the president, and President Obama looked like he was completely bored to death, like he didn't really want to be there. But Michelle Obama was bobbing her head to all the music and stuff. I don't know, the whole thing was terrific. If you saw it, maybe you'd want to let us know what you thought of it. It was a great show. And Meryl Streep, who I don't know a lot about Meryl Streep, but she came off just from what the people were saying, and just judging by her reaction and stuff, seemed like she's probably a pretty cool person. She seemed like she was a pretty neat person, and all these people, just the way that they were really praising her.
You seemed to really like her?
Yeah, seemed like they genuinely really liked her and really respected her. And I thought that was it was a neat show. If you saw it, Kennedy Center Honors, they do it every year. And Neil Diamond, my buddy Neil Diamond, there is finally
your buddy.
You're not like inducted, I guess, but you have a you have a thing. You have a
what is it? That's just an honor.
Well, you get a like a little, it's like a medal they were all wearing, and it actually, that was kind of interesting because all of the past folks who had been honored all had their medals on. So like Smokey Robinson came out. Well, he had been honored before, so he had his medal. Bill Cosby mm-hmm. had one. So yeah, it was
I remember
pretty
that.
Pretty neat show. This is Charlie. Hello, Charlie. Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm great, Charlie. How are you?
Fine. I'm AM and PM.
Ready.
When we were kids, we used to play bottle caps in the alley. There was eight of us. We'd start off on a Saturday. Well, you start off on Monday by going to all the taverns on the hill, collecting all the bottles.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, you'd have your game. You go to 905, and you buy two cases of beer. Cost us $6.
Wow.
Yeah, it was $2.60 for the beer and 40 cents for the case.
Wow.
And so we'd play bottle caps. But today, you can't play bottle caps because there's no cork on the inside of them.
Oh.
They'll just flutter.
That's what made the difference.
That's right. I do remember seeing the old bottle caps with the layer of cork in there.
Yeah, and then if you had any dirt nearby, you'd kind of stick the cap in the bottle in the dirt, and boy, you'd get a straighter going right on straight on past. But the rules of the game were if you swung and the catcher caught the bottle cap, that was an out.
Mm-hmm.
There was all base hits. There was no doubles or anything, and then you said, put a line in the alley. If the bottle cap went over that line, it was a home run. But it was just singles and home runs, and there was two guys actually in an outfielder, but four people played. So
kind of like Indian ball. Almost.
Yeah, like Indian ball. We used to play that at Macklin Field. Everybody had a ball and a glove, and we used to play that at Macklin Field down there on the hill.
Yeah, why did they call it Indian ball? I never understood that.
I have no idea why they call it Indian ball. Maybe because
maybe the Indians played it.
Yeah, maybe they played it. But that was bottle caps. But the bottle caps, you use the broomstick. We used to get the bottle cap, the brooms, or mops, big old mops, and bust them over the lampposts. So you had a nice big heavy mop handle. And
make
that's what we used to play bottle caps with.
I'll be darned.
But it was a big game. Corkball was a big game. They had a lot of corkball places around the hill and other places. They had corkball teams.
Wow.
Corkball, bottle caps, and then tennis ball was another one he used to play. Fuzzball.
Right, yeah, fuzzball. Yeah. We mentioned that.
And fuzzball, kick the can.
Yeah.
And then you'd play like hockey, but you use a pet milk can and you flatten it down. And you use broomsticks to play hockey with it.
Wow.
With that. And did you ever take cans and push them on your heels and walk around with them?
Charlie was like a part of the original recycling program.
Oh, walk around with them in the trash
and games up with
it. It was like you had taps on your shoes.
Oh, yeah, the squash ones. Yeah. You had to get it just right where it stick on your shoe. I remember that.
Yeah, and then you take one of them sticks they make, you do with, you know, and you put that on the bicycle wheel on the spoke, and then make that.
We were really easy, weren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, easily entertained.
We used to make, everybody, they made wine on the hill a lot, too, and used to get the cases and make the old box wagon, get a roller skate, two in the front, you know, and a piece of wood in the front and a box in the front, and you had a scooter. So the alleys were where everybody played. The alleys, everybody played in the alleys.
Yeah, we didn't have alleys.
Yeah, wouldn't play in any alleys now. Well, maybe, I don't know.
Hey, I don't think they use alleys anymore.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Charlie, thanks. Have a great afternoon.
You too, and a very safe one.
Thank you.
I know.
Now kids play baseball with a Wii in their house. Oh, yeah. Some kid in Germany, they're playing each other.
Yeah.
This is Kevin. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, good.
The reason why, my understanding is they call it Indian ball, is you put two cones or two bases that mark the start of the infield. The infielders can't come in front of them, and they were like Indians, and that's why they called it Indian ball.
Oh. So
that's what my dad told me years and years ago. Oh. And you know, there's still an Indian ball leagues all around. Down in Hiney Miney, there's Indian ball goes on all the time, and also corkball.
Yeah,
it's big down in that area. So, the Southside Corkball Club.
All right, good to know.
All right,
thanks, Kevin. And here's Ted. Hi, Ted. What's up?
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, doing good.
Been trying to get in with you guys the last 4 days.
Wow.
she was talking about here a while back, I guess Frank was, you know, talking about Effingham, Illinois.
Yep.
That was
and
a while back.
You want to ask questions about Effingham? I work out Effingham. It's about 90 miles straight east of you guys, and we're a 57-70 split. But,
my daughter cracks up every time the weatherman or somebody says Effingham on TV. Cracks up.
Did you guys mention town ball?
Mention what?
Town ball.
Town ball?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What
I
is
guess
town ball?
Heard of some other games we used to play, especially as kids. But anyway, our biggest fun was we used to have a county fair come every August. When I was kids there in Altamont, and the daredevils would come, you know, where they'd jump ramp to ramp and everything. Well, mm-hmm. we decided to do it ourselves, you know, take our bicycles, put ramps and everything. And but we had to quit because one time we got the ramps too far apart, and we kind of end over end knocked the air out of ourselves. And the hell of
that was the worst feeling in the world, knocking the wind out of yourself.
Oh, yeah, but we had but, you know, we just talked about that, putting them ball cards on the spokes, you know. Mm-hmm. Yep. But I always had doodles on my bicycle. I put one on both sides.
You had what?
A doodle.
Duel.
One on one side and one on the other, you know.
Oh, yeah, I so it really be loud. Did.
But hey, I enjoy you guys'
show.
Everything that's going on, everything. But like I said, I don't get. I'm a courier for Labcorp Corporation, so I listen to you when you come on until about the time changes. About 5 o'clock, I usually lose the power from you guys.
Right. And, that's usually when I come on. That's a good time to turn it off.
That's when I check out too, yeah. Ted.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, Ted. All right. There's Ted, and we have to take a break. Back with more of the Big 550 KTRS.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland traffic. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Not much going on. They've cleared the accident out of Chesterfield Airport Road. They also have cleared that stall from the ramp on 55 to Richardson Road. Little slow traffic on southbound 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, and that is it on the traffic. And this traffic report is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Hurry in before year end and save $25 on any oil change, tire rotation, and wiper blades. Plus, save up to $20 on your second oil change with mail-in offer when you upgrade to Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil. Jiffy Lube, keep my ride alive. Participating Jiffy Lube stores only. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Our good friend Congressman Russ Carnahan.
Good morning. It is good to be with you and good to be home.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Here's what I don't understand, and maybe you can answer it. Maybe you can ask somebody next time you go back to Washington. They say tax cuts pay for themselves.
It's no small amount of hypocrisy going on there.
The Big 550.
I mean, they would be, you know, doing everything conceivable if these were tax cuts that were lapsing on the very highest income Americans.
KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Now at the Winter Storage Event, the Home Depot has 56-quart Sterilite storage totes for a new lower price of just $5.88 each. These clear totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. So that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag. Or the tote. Make room for savings right now with 56-quart storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit getproactive.com or call 1-800-620-4525. That's 1-800-620-4525.
Want to win two seats to see Sunday in the Park with George with McGraw on opening day at the Repertory Theater? Simply text the word Sunday to 84126 or go to the contest tab at KTRS.com and you will be registered. The winner will be drawn Wednesday, January 4th. Opening day of Sunday in the Park with George is January 6th. Don't miss your chance to win on KTRS.
Hello, I'm Frank Opinion. How are you? If I say Zisser Tire to you, you know that they probably are in the tire business because the name is Zisser Tire. They have been for almost 30 years. Here's what else I want you to know. I want you to know that Zisser Tire will take care of just about all your other automotive needs as well. Brakes, they do a lot of brake work, alignments, your batteries, your fluids, you know, that kind of thing. Zisser Tire, I don't care what you drive, they're going to have the tire for you. I don't care if you're in a heavy-duty truck, you need high-performance tires, anything in between, Zisser Tire. They also have a service, an optional service if you need it, where they'll come and pick up your vehicle, put four new tires on it, and bring it back to you. Ask them about that and the details of how that works. There are three Zisser Tire locations that are participating sponsors now of this show, in Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville. And we would love nothing more than for you to consider letting Zisser sell you your next tires or provide you with whatever the next service is, automotive service, that you need on your vehicle. Their website is as easy as their name, ZisserTire.com. Spelled just like it sounds, Z-I-S-S-E-R, ZisserTire.com.
Talking about games, and I just remembered in high school in California, a lot of the kids played handball.
Oh, yeah.
Which I never really, I didn't really get into it. I didn't really understand it, but I don't know if they play that around here.
Yeah, they do. Have a special glove.
Handball
a special glove?
Yeah. Oh, my uncle played that forever.
Yeah.
He doesn't play anymore.
What is the ball, though? It's not like a racket ball.
Yes. I think it's a little. Yeah.
It might be a little smaller than a racquetball, but it's basically a racquetball.
And is the point of it kind of like racquetball?
Same thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
You hit it up against the wall, and you got to get to it before, you know, two bounces.
Yeah. I always remember my dad used to hate us kids for, we would have a tennis ball or whatever, and we'd throw it against the brick, the side of the house.
Yeah, it's got to screw the bricks up. Stop doing that.
Screw the bricks up with a tennis ball?
Well, you knock the crap out of the middle of it.
The mortar.
Yeah.
The mortar, the merrier.
That's right. Coming up after 4 o'clock next.